Aleishu Chelek Beis Reish Chaf Vov. This is the first Vad. Gassin and Mekidushin Daf Mem Amud Beis. The Brassa teaches how Yichel Bashuk. A person eats outside in the public domain. Harizah Doime Lechelev. He resembles a dog. This is obviously not a compliment. V'yesh Emrim Pasul Eidus. Some go as much as far as to say that he is disqualified from testifying in a Beis Din. Omar Rav Idi Baravin Halachak Yesh Emrim. So the Gemara seems to pasken like the latter opinion. Rashi says, "Ufasul eidus." In general, bechivan she'enu min ha'yishuv, a person who can't be considered part of society, ein makpid al atzmoi, he doesn't have standards. Ve'ein lo yibayishes panim, nor any type of embarrassment to do things that are incorrect. And now applying it to our case, ve'chen ha'echil bashuk, a person is eating outside in the street, ho'il ve'ein makpid al kevoidoi. He has no concern for his dignity. He's not embarrassed, and therefore he is disqualified. In brackets, there are different opinions in the Rishonim concerning this explanation of the Braisa. The Rambam explains like Rashi does over here. We, in the modern age, might find it difficult. What is the Gemara talking about? What is the great embarrassment, the contempt over here in eating just in the street? To the point where we would suspect him of testifying falsely. But the food is kosher that he's eating. He makes a proper bracha. What exactly is wrong over here? That's the point. It's not mamash evil. There's nothing wrong over here. There's just a lack of sensitivity. Our conclusion is when a person is makpid regarding his dignity, what that creates is a certain modes of behavior which are based on one's sensitivity. This is the foundation for all concepts of kavod. As we explained in the introduction, now we can have a very clear definition. Kavod refers to certain external actions, a certain behavior that is obligated, it's compelled because of the existence of some inner sanctity and conforms to it and corresponds to it. If within you there is a tzelem Elokim which is holy, that obligates a certain conduct that corresponds to this kedusha within the person. And this is conduct which is based on the sanctity of the soul and the sensitivity of the soul. It's in the same vein. Kol talmid chacham shenimtza revav al bigdoi chayav misa. Gemara in Shabbos daf kuf yudalad. A talmid chacham upon whose garment there is a stain is chayav misa. V'yosem is there, and even further, kol hanagas talmid chacham, the entire conduct of a talmid chacham. Sharambam mevayr b'feik heim ilchoiz de'ois. That's the source over here. Ilchoiz de'ois perik hei. Shekula mevuseses al adinus nefesh. That entire hanhaga is based on sensitivity, nobility, vechula chiyuv gamul etamid chacham. And it's obligatory to etamid chacham, even though perhaps we would not require the masses to conform to these things. Tiktzar hayeri'a kan levi eskol haperek bilshono. We don't have the space over here to cite the entire chapter. But this is the first exercise. The first step in practicing Hanagah Shel Kavod is Lilmoid Haperek Hu Be'iyun, to learn that chapter in detail, Ulisregel Bekiyum Helechosav Achas Leachas, and to become accustomed to fulfilling those halachos one by one. Hachel Me'akpada Levushim Nekiyim, starting with a concern for one's clothing, that it should be spotless, immaculate. V'chaleb islamdus be'achila be'adinus, and onwards to practicing eating with sensitivity and nobility. V'chol zeis, all along, lo'i kedei limtzei chen be'enei habriyos. This is not done in order to curry favor with people, to impress people, ele kedei lechabed es atzelem elokim shebanu, but rather in order to honor our innate tzelem elokim. Lerabim nireis hanagazus kesilsul miyutar. To many, this type of conduct seems like a redundant flourish. Yeridas haderoi se'iva gam al adinus ha'nefesh, because yeridas haderoi has clouded also our nobility. Hagalus bein ha'umois gam kil hirgila oisanu bitfusei chayim gasim. Galus among the masses also acclimatizes us, it habituates us to coarse and vulgar ways of living. One needs only to walk through a mall, particularly when it's summer, and see how there's no longer any nobility in terms of dress. It's just revolting. There's just vulgarity over there. I often have pointed out that many years ago, 30 years ago perhaps, when you went to the airport, it is very common to see people in suits. When people traveled, particularly if they're flying, you know, to do business, it was suits. Today, none of that remains. People go to the airport, it's shorts and t-shirts. As an example of this vulgarity that infiltrates to within our camp as well. Ulam chayei Torah mechayevim davka adinus nefesh, but a life of Torah obligates one to develop nobility. Ve'aleinu lehichaletz mehergalim gasim, and we have to extricate ourselves from vulgar habits, bifrat be'achila, especially in eating. And here again, one can point to the fast food culture. Culture is in inverted commas. The fast food habits of Western society, and see the vulgarity that exudes from that. Ulachayos banu adinus hanefesh, and to stir within ourselves, to stimulate an ability, shechelkoi shel klal Yisrael, which is a portion of klal Yisrael, sheechad misimanav hu baishanim, according to the Gemara, in Yevamos, one of the characteristics of klal Yisrael is baishanim, which refers to the certain mode of dressing, a certain mode of eating, of speaking. Ilazais, therefore, nislamed biskufa dai aruka, we should practice for a lengthy period, banhagas tamid chacham be'adrachas Rambam. The conduct of a Tamid Chacham, based on the guidance of the Rambam, there in Ilchos Deos Perek Hei. Onwards to Vad Sheini. HaSefer Sha'arei HaAvodah HaMeyuchas L'Rabbeinu Yoina. That Sefer Sha'arei HaAvodah, which is attributed to Rabbeinu Yoina, it begins as follows. HaPesach HaRishon, the very first doorway, that the person who's oived, who wants to be oived, who wants to develop, mold himself, he should know his own value. He should recognize his exaltedness. And the greatness of his forefathers, how important they were, how beloved by the Creator. וישתדל ויסחזק תמיד להעמיד עצמו במעלה ולסנהג בה תמיד וכולי. He should do his best, try and strive to constantly hold himself at that level. ואם חלילה וחס לו יכיר מעל עשוי מעל עשו ויסב. The person does not recognize his own innate greatness and that of his forefathers. נקל יהיה בעיניו ללכת בדרכיו הפוריצים. Then it becomes easy to just behave with פריצוס. To just behave like the masses, to just live a life of a cyberite, just to fulfill his ta'avois. That was apparently a common mashal in those days, an aphorism. A person without any embarrassment has no value in his own eyes. That's Rabbeinu Yoina. Harei ha-mafteach ha-rishoin la-avodas Hashem. The very first key for avodas Hashem is she-adam yakir ma'alasoi ma-chashivusoi. A person must be aware of the importance of his actions, and therefore he must be aware of his own importance, his exaltedness, his unique status. That's the beginning. Otherwise, whatever he does is worthless, and therefore he will not strive to do any better. This is a concept that we dealt with in detail Over there in Ma'areches Limud HaMusar Perek Dalet, we use the analogy of the person who accidentally knocks a vase over. If as far as he's concerned, if it's a little, you know, something you bought at the local supermarket and you can replace it easily, then one doesn't feel all that much remorse. If, however, a person realizes that what he knocked over is a priceless Ming vase, the remorse will be tremendous. And we use that idea as an analogy for this. One first has to understand the importance, the exaltedness of one of what one does, in order to be able to understand the importance of one's deeds, both for the good and for the bad. At any rate, Sham Nisbeh, over there we explained, Ki techilas darkoy shelimed musar ya musar chiyuvi. We explained over there that the beginning of learning musar is positive musar. Lilmoid davka ma'alus etzmoy, to come to recognize one's greatness and achievements. Ach leregle avoydasenu besugyas kavoid, seeing that we are now in the context of kavoid, anu shuv chizrim alikar gadoze. We once again stress this fundamental idea. V'apam beyeser oiz, this time even with greater emphasis, bikvoisa pesicha hanal l'sharei avoda. Following this introductory paragraph to sharei avoda that we read above, shisham nisber b'mforash, as Rabbi Yonah says explicitly, ki hakaras hachashivus yamavtech rishon avoda. That recognition of the importance of who we are and what we do is the very first key in avoda. There's no need to repeat over here what we explained in detail over there. One should direct one's learning of Musar in this direction shel limud chashivus. Vaad shelishi. Hischanu es eislamdus bechavoid mechashivus vechavoid atzmeinu. So we began the practice, the exercises, in the context of kavoid, by focusing on our chashivus. Ki bazei yachonu la'amoid al ma'usah shel kavod bichlaloi. The idea is to come to ascertain, to explain, to understand the essence of kavoid in general. V'nisbarer lanu, what we clarified is ki yetziras hisnagus miyuchedes, creating a particular mode of behavior, mevat'a es erkan shel ma'alos pnimiyos rochaniyos. Creating a certain mode of behavior expresses the value of inner spiritual levels. We said that particularly in the introduction, in the first vaad as well. Mekoim hayetzira hazis ba'adam hi adinus nafshei v'atzilus ruhoi. The place of this creativity, creation, within the person is nobility of spirit. Bli adinus en kavod. Without adinus, again, a certain nobility, a certain subtlety, there's no kavod. Kibud Avaim uses the expression of a midrash. The midrash characterizes Kibud Avaim as the most severe of the severe mitzvois. Chamura shebachamurois. Yeled mitivoy mechabed v'yireh sehirav. Naturally, a child has kavod and yirah towards parents. Aval bo ureh. However, notice this point. Mitzvas kibud avaim. The mitzvah. The mitzvah is different, is not quite the same as the natural, innate kavod that a child has towards parents. The pasuk says, "Ish imoy ve'oviv tirao," putting the mother first. Rashi quotes Chazal, "Kan higdim eim la'av." Here, the mother comes before the father, as opposed to the mitzvah of yira. Lefi shigalui lefnav shaben yore saviv yosemi imoy, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is well aware that a child has more yirah towards his father than his mother. And therefore, when it comes to yirah, here it says, imoy ve'aviv, putting the mother first. In other words, not the natural inclination. Similarly, uv'chavoid hikdim av le'im, when it comes to kibud av'im, it says, kabedes avicha ve'esimecha, first the father. Lefi shekalu lefanam shaben mechabedes imoy yosef me'aviv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that a person naturally has more kavod towards his mother than his father, for certain reasons. You see, once again, the Torah strives to change one's natural predilection. If there's more kavod naturally towards one's mother, then the pasuk puts the father first. Says the author. One can't rely over here on the natural tendencies that we have. A person is obligated by the Torah over here to build a new relationship with his father and mother. Lechabedes aviv kmo shu mechabedes imoi, velirais imoi kmo shu yirais aviv. Ki zehu kibud avim shel tira. We made this entire point in the first volume of Aleishu on Daf Pei. He made exactly the same point over there on Daf Pei. Kan ba ha'alacha le'ezrasinu. Here halacha helps us. Ve'koivas bediyuk ma'u ha'kavoid v'amira. It tells us with precision the parameters of kavoid and mira. Ma'achil u'mashke, machnis u'maitzi, zehu ha'kavoid ha'mechuyav. That's the basic level of kavoid. Lo yeshev b'mkomam, not to sit in the seat. Lo yedaber b'mkomam, not to break into the words. Ve'lo yistor divem, not to contradict them. Zehu ha'mura ha'mechuyav. That's the basic obligatory moira. V'yuyan b'yorevi ha'siman reishmem, for the details. Chayavim lakum mipnei aviv v'imoy meloi ha'koma, the fact that one has to stand. Ha'chiyuv nilmad mehadir Rav Yosef, ki ha'shama kol kira de'imei, when you would hear the footsteps of his mother approaching. Ma'ekum mikamei shchinto de'asya, I'm going to arise in honor of the Shechinah that's approaching. The Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Aleph. Umchabdam bechayim, umchabdam bemoisam. Both the supplies while they're alive, while they're dead, in of course certain ways. Here halacha gives us certain precise parameters, at least as far as the minimum is concerned. Kama chamuris mitzvois elu. V'chama ala adam liyizdareiz bekiuman bechol mine hidur. Now a person has to be mizdareiz, zrizus. In fulfilling them, here the author says bechol mine hidur, not just the basics, but with all sorts of flourishes and additions. Gam hanimtza berichuk makom erav. Also a person who lives, as is so common, b'yameinu, lives far from his parents, in different, often on different continents, yuchal lechabdam b'michtavim. Yeah, this is a bit outdated. In his time, people wrote letters. V'chamuvan b'michtavim shel teichen. Not just send me money, but letters that contain something of substance. Kedei l'samach oisam merachoik. So whatever it is, there are certain electronic ways of communicating. But the point is that even when one is distant, one can still be mechabed through certain communications. Rav Dessler yeshamesh lanu dugma. He serves as an example. Kitzav mechabdim b'michtavim. How to convey kavod. B'chelik ha'shelishi shel sev michtam Eliyahu, the third volume, mudpasim michtavav el aviv, are printed his letters to his father. V'chachu poine elav. This is a typical salutation in the beginning of the letter. El hoid hadras kavod adoyni avi mori v'rabi. Hard to translate, but the sense is understood, right? Hadras kvoit adoni avi mori v'rabi, mashpi alai shifas tuva ad blidai, the one who bestows upon me a flow of goodness without measure, ke me'az gamata, now and always, ke mekarev ke merachoik, whether you far or close, shalom lecha ad le'ilam, may you have peace, uchigmul yadcha yashiv lecha bala gmulo selem, may Hashem respond to you in kind. That's a typical introduction to one of his letters. Oy el hoid hadras kvoid avi mori v'rabi metivi toivois netzach shlita, who bestows upon me infinite or eternal goodness. Oy el hadras kvoid adoni avi mori v'rabi ateres reishi, the crown of my head v'sifarti hoidi v'adari metivi toivois netzach shlita. When we say mechtavav, he typically ends his letters b'nicha v'avdecha kol yamim, your son, your servant forever. Nislamed b'zeh, the exercise over here. Lekayem hilchois kibud avim bemiluon, to fulfill these halachois fully, bechol minei hidur shenochal adam b'mitzvah, both all sorts of hidur, of splendor and flourishes and additions that we can possibly do. Im biyosen ikuvim lahem, whether we are close, I think he means physically, v'im biyosen rechukim mehem, or if they even live far away. Nilmad heitev es halachos b'ze. This includes learning the halachos. Uvimkoy misafek nevarer es einyan heitev. Where there's doubt, to clarify the matter. Lehalacha. Ein tzarich lomar ki ma'achil u'mashke u'mamash tzivu. It goes without saying that when the Gemara and then the halacha speaks about ma'achil u'mashke, it's an obligation. Shehu yagish l'rav kosam. That he should serve his parents. Afilu rucha shlema. Even if he happens to have a whole troop of waiters, he should do it. And machnis u'moitzi u'mamash tzivui. Again, it's a requirement. Shehu yekabel pnei bivoyim abayit. He should open the door. He should bring them inside. Yikach atik miyadam. Take the the valise, the whatever it is, from the hand, to remove the coat and whatever. And if they ask him for something, is there is miyad la'asise, to do it immediately without delay. Hamitzvah chamura, this is a stringent mitzvah. V'ilchoise achamurais, v'hi achamura shebachamurais shebemitzvois asei. Again, as Chazal put it. Vad revi'i. Rabbi Elazar ben Shemoy Omer, Yehi kevoid talmidecha chaviv alecha keshelach. A mission in Pekei Avos, the kavod of your Talmud should be as beloved to you as your own kavod, as precious to you as your own kavod. Uchvod chavercha kimura rabach, that of your colleague, your friend, like the awe that you have towards your rav, umura rabacha kimura shamayim. The awe towards his teacher as towards shamayim. The Brassa teaches, keshechala Rabbi Eliezer nichnesu talmidav levakroi. So his talmidim came, this is Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. His talmidim came to visit. Amru Rabbeinu lamadeinu orchis chayim. Teach us the ways of life. Venizkeben lechay olam haba. In order that we should earn olam haba. Omar lem hizharu bichvoid chavireichem. Take care of the kavoid of your friends, your colleagues, your peers. Zehirus bichvoid nechsheves etzinu kehilchoiz derech eretz geida. We typically treat these issues as hilchoiz derech eretz merely. He revealed to his Talmidim that it's a midah that brings to Chayei Olam Haba. Necessarily, it must be a midah that has some inner treasure, inner quality. Those are the things that bring to Chayei Olam Haba. They have to have a certain inner quality. Olam Haba hu Olam Pnimi. It's the world of inner dimensions, lifnai velifnim, inside. One earns Olam Haba when here, already in this world, one reaches deeper levels. That's in general how one does it. So, what's the difference that Rabbi Eliezer saw, whereas we treat it as mere? He said, no, there's something deeper over here in Kavoid that brings to Olam Haba. What we said in the beginning of this chapter. The way that we value, we express our admiration and value kedusha and pnimius of others, misbate b'chavoid shirochashim la. It's expressed, it's manifested through the kavoid that we express. Kedusha mechayves kavoid. We start with the pasuk in Yeshayahu, kadosh, 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 Hashem tzvakos melech ha'aretz kevoidoi. Kedusha necessarily leads to kavoid. Lachein hazehirus b'chavoid chaverim. That's why being careful with the kavod of chavirim is a way of life that brings one to chayolam haba. It shows that the person has a connection to pnimius. He's relating to the pnimius of the other by seeing it as kadosh. So by relating the pnimius of the other, that already brings one to chayolam haba, which is the essence of which is relating to deeper dimensions of things. We hopefully understand now the great severity that Chazal attach to Kvod HaBriyos ad she'amru, to the point where they make this statement, this principle, gadol Kvod HaBriyos she'deiches lo yis'aseh she'batira. Take a look at B'chois Daf Yutes. Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom Amar LiYoshua, he instructed him, bechalonu anashim, choose for us. He equated himself to Yoshua. He equated the kavod of Yeshua to his own kavod. That's the source for this injunction of the mission in Pekei Avos. Your Talmud's kavod should be as beloved and as precious to you as your own. Maran ba'al chazon ish zichro yagen alenu. Shalach pam achas, that should be. It's a topographical error. He once sent echad mitzirei min alei yeshivos. It's my own mistake. Shalach pam achar echad mitzirei min alei yeshivos. He sent, he summoned, he wanted to summon one of the younger menahalim of yeshivos. When that menahel came, he said to him, "Bikashticha lavoi b'inyan shiduch avu tamid ploni." I asked you to come in order to discuss a certain shiduch. V'chais nachlit beyachad. We're going to decide together. Whether this is an appropriate suggestion, appropriate shidduch or not. Kach kiem huzal bemetek sefasav es tzivuya mishnah azayis. That's how he fulfilled the obligation of this mishnah. I suspect that this young menahel was precisely the author of the sefer. And this is how he knows about this. But whatever it is, the point is that the Chazon Ish treated this young fellow as an equal and as a partner. Yesh li hisbonen b'mishnah azayis. One should reflect on this mission in Pirkei Avos. Lama mechayves l'arim kevoid kol echad l'darga achas yosek vo mima shebe'etzem yemagi eloi. Why does the Mishnah push each person in each category one notch up? Talmid ke'atzmoi. If it's Talmid, you should have the same kevoid, you should treat him with the same kevoid as yourself. Chaver ke'raboy. A peer, you should treat him as thereof. Raboy ke'morah shamayim. Always pushing up one notch. Admoir Nishmas Eden, that's Rav Yerucham, Ha'ir Bazeh, he made the comment, Ki kashem me'oid latzis chovas ha'kavoid shechavim klapei kol adam. It's exceptionally difficult to fulfill the obligations of kavoid towards people. Ve'im yishtadlu lechabdoi me'medaga yosek vama magyeloi. So if a person treats him as being on a higher rung, ulai ve'ulai yatzlichu lechabdoi lechol ha'pachoy sekfim ha'shem magyeloi. Maybe, just, one will succeed in giving him sufficient honor as he in fact deserves. Maha koshi hagadol b'chvod abriyos. What is the tremendous difficulty in kvod abriyos? Hare amanu, we've said already. Be'emes kavod hu yetzira shel hanaga. Kavod is creative behavior. Hanoivas me'arecha pnimi shel kol adam. It stems from the value, the recognition of the inner value of that person. Halavin shel bizayon b'riyos mugdarim eitev. The negative side is very well defined. The prohibitions of bizayon, isu halbanas panim, the prohibition of just humiliating somebody, oina'a, shelo likol mishu bechinui, not to call someone with a nickname, elim ken yenizkav nichbad bishmoy, that, etc. Ach hakavod bekum ve'asei, but the positive aspects, talui b'da'as ha'adam. It depends on the person. Ve'lo imatzinu b'hem gedarim brurim. We don't find clear parameters, milvad with a few exceptions. B'chvoid ava'im, there we do find clear parameters, as we saw. Raboy, the clear parameters for kavoy towards one's rav. Ve'ishtoy. Hu ashe amanu, it's what we said. Kavoy d'abriyos yitzirai. It's a creative act over here. Uva bali dei bitui hagisha pnimis shel adam ezelose. It's how a person expresses his inner approach to others. Ve'harachaso isoy kirko pnimi. And his the fact that he values the other person for his inner being. Zoi avida kasha. That it's difficult. Kedei leislamed b'zeh, in order to practice this, hayinu yachulim ninkot hanhaga mesuyemes. So this is, I could easily have told you about a particular mode of behavior, or we snake bakama pami biyom, and do it a few times a day, like many of the other exercises in this volume. But by stipulating exactly what to do, it would block us in. It would block off the path of creativity over here. Hare kavoid amiti, true kavoid. It's like a spring that flows from one's soul based on the assessment and the valuation, the value that we ascribe to the other person. We want to stimulate this, we want to awaken it. And therefore, instead of stipulating particular exercises, we're going to follow a different route. We're going to set for ourselves a time every day of approximately 15 minutes. We're going to do our very best, our utmost, to find some way of expressing kavod to whoever we come into contact with in that time. But it's up to us how to do it. Tekufas hislamdus zois, this period of practice, it'll have to be extended. In the beginning, we'll be helpless. We wonder how to approach such a thing. And the groping in the dark in this area will last for a couple of weeks until we manage to find some path. Adkan.